Good morning, everyone. Bang, bang. The Bitcoin network launched on January 3rd, 2009. In just over 15 years, the network has become the strongest computer network in the world. There are hundreds of millions of people who have exposure to Bitcoin across the spot market, ETFs, and mining. And the Bitcoin brand is recognized around the world. But those are just the high-level accomplishments so far. Marty Bent points out that the Bitcoin network achieved a major milestone last night. It has processed 1 billion total transactions since the network launched. A billion transactions is no joke. As I was digging into this milestone, I came across another interesting data point. If you hold at least one full Bitcoin, then you are in the top 2% of all Bitcoin holders, according to Daniel Got Hits on Twitter. Bitcoin is not the only asset that is seeing enthusiasm right now either. The total market cap of stablecoins has hit a new all-time high. One way to view this is that tons of dry powder is sitting on the sideline ready to be deployed into Bitcoin and other crypto assets. Another argument is that the stablecoin market cap is rising because people were selling their crypto assets in the last 2 weeks and going to cash in the form of stablecoins on various crypto platforms. My guess is that both of these arguments have a hint of truth in them. The good news, as Thomas Ferrara pointed out, is that Bitcoin's 200-day moving average just hit a new all-time high. This is on top of the fact that GBTC's 78-day streak of outflows since the ETF approvals ended on Friday. For the first time in almost 3 months, the world's largest Bitcoin fund saw inflows of $63 million. In case it is easy to get distracted by the day-to-day price action of Bitcoin, don't let that happen to you. The digital currency has shown that those who have the longest time horizon tend to do best. This entire letter is packed with data, charts, and graphics. I highly suggest that you check it out. Hope you all have a great start to your week, and I'll talk to everyone tomorrow.